Recently, the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario asked municipal candidates in 20 major populated areas across Ontario to pledge their support in a campaign to decriminalize simple drug possession. The campaign would follow suit with other cities across Canada who has passed motions urging the federal government to decriminalize simple drug possession in their jurisdictions. Starting in January 2023, an exemption will be in effect in Vancouver for anyone over the age of 18 years possessing up to 2.5 grams of certain illicit drugs. In an attempt to engage with the municipalities in northwestern Ontario, NouveauNewsWatch.com asked the mayoral candidate from Fort Frances, Dryden, Kenora, Atikokan, Ignace, and Red Lake for their positions. Here is what we heard from the candidates who provided a response. Andrew Halakas, Fort Frances. Overdose deaths are increasing in Ontario and they are rising in many small northern communities including Fort Frances. I am supportive of many harm reduction policies, which are evidence-based public health policies and strategies to reduce the harm associated with drug use. Decriminalization is one of them. This proposal to decriminalize simple possession of drugs is an effective way of preventing overdose deaths, while criminalization creates barriers to healthcare and forces people to use drugs alone. The Registered Nurses Association of Ontario as well as the Ontario and Canadian Association of Police Chiefs also support decriminalization. Another harm reduction program presently being looked into by the Northwestern Ontario Health Unit is safe injection sites. There are presently over 40 safe injection sites in Canada. These sites also prevent overdose deaths and the spread of infectious diseases. They, along with decriminalization, increase entry into other social services such as housing, mental health and counseling. They increase access to social services and decrease outdoor use. They also decrease the number of discarded needles outdoors. Progressive programs and legislation like this are much needed to address the related issues of homelessness, addiction and mental illness that we have in our communities across the province. I support both the Northwestern Health Unit's investigation of possible safe injection sites and the RNAO's push to decriminalize simple possession of small amounts of drugs. This would be a small start to tackling the larger problem of homelessness. Shane McKinnon, Dryden. As a mayoral candidate in Dryden and a former chief of police with over 30 years of service, I have seen firsthand the devastating effects of the opioid crisis in our communities. I support the RNAO's campaign, but there must be a commitment by all levels of government to reallocate resources to providing intervention, treatment and aftercare for those addicted. In a community the size of Dryden, those services are available, but with waiting lists and limited facilities, they become less effective. I support and will advocate for our Community Well-Being and Safety Committee, specifically the Mental Health and Addictions pillar. We will work in concert with all agencies to mitigate these growing challenges. David Byers Kitt, Kenora, that's a tough one for me. And there is a couple of reasons why it's tough for me, because up to 6 months ago addiction was alive and well at my kitchen table. So, we are the result of an opioid problem where somebody has to become accountable, and that's a big word to me, accountable. I feel if we enable to say it's okay to have this much, it's okay to have that much, there's got to be a line that says where are we the enabler, where are we the person that has a valued opinion. So, I think if we opened up our doors to the problems, we are not creating solutions. I think we need to get back to the drawing board and bring more help to the nurses. More doctors, more nurses, and more special education assistants that can help with the problem that we have. This is a pandemic, this requires help. Andrew Poirier, Kenora. I'm not a big proponent of drug use, but if it is something that frees up resources and time for law enforcement to go after the people that they need to go after, such as the drug dealers and pushers who are inundating communities and getting these younger kids hooked on drugs, I'm all for that. I think in a sense some of that may happen now, but then again that may be one piece of the puzzle to help solve our problem. Maybe it provides more room in jails and holding cells to put the people in jail that are supposed to be in there, which are the drug dealers and pushers. Because people on the street that are selling a little bit here and a little bit there that have in their possession, I think it should be taken away from them, but if it's clogging up our jails and clogging up our court systems and not our judiciary and not dealing with the problem we really have, I can support it to a certain extent. Andy Scribillo, Kenora. I'm going to be honest. I am not in favor of drugs. Marijuana is a law in Ontario now. Personally, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with illicit drugs, and if that going to curb the situation, I'd like to see a lot of facts, and a lot of background information. Because right now drugs are the biggest factor in Kenora that's not making things look very rosy.